Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now to talk about the National Football League, former Ravens quarterback, Super Bowl winning quarterback at that. Spent many years in the National Football League, still covers the game as well as anyone. Going to talk about Panini America with him as well. He is Trent Dilfer. Trent, good morning.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time, as always. We were talking, Ken and myself, about Baker Mayfield and the disappointing sophomore slump kind of season that he has had. The Browns as a team have been rather disappointing based on their expectations. Trent, as you have watched him this season, what has been, if there's one flaw that is correctable, what would it be for him this year?
He tries to do too much. He doesn't understand who he is. He's a fantastic passer. I'm not an anti-Baker guy like a lot of people are. I think he can be Drew Brees if he figures out that's who he needs to be. But he tries to be Lamar Jackson. He tries to be Kyler Murray. He tries to be Cam Newton. He tries to be, you know, the playmaker. And he's not a great playmaker. He can make plays. He can throw off platform. Like, he's a good second reaction guy. But he's not a guy that has the horsepower to spin out of stuff, run around, shed tackles, rip fire 40 yards down the field consistently. Like, that's just not who he is. He needs to take on the Drew Brees mentality of, I'm a surgeon. You know, I'm a guy that's just going to bleed you out by 1,000 cuts. And then I am athletic enough and I am dynamic enough, like Drew Brees was in his heyday especially, that if I need to extend the play a little bit, bounce around the pocket, dip and dive and dodge and get to number three and throw a crossing route, I can do that. But Baker needs to understand who he is. He needs a voice in his life in that building every single day that brings him down to earth. And I think he's had so much perfume poured on him since Oklahoma and the Heisman that, and this happens to a lot of young kids. Hey, listen, it happened to me. I mean, I know it was 1,000 years ago, but people keep telling you how great you are, and you start believing it, and you forget you're really not that great. You forget that you're still in developmental mode. You're a sophomore in the NFL, and it's like being a redshirt freshman in college. Like, you're still the scum of the earth in the quarterback world, and you need to get better every single day. And he needs a voice in his life in that building every single day that's reminding him, hey, bro, you're not even close to what you can be. Now, you can be great, but here's the things you need to do. Here's how you have to play the game. Here's who you are. And if they start doing that with him, if they find that person, I think Baker's going to be really good. But he's just a confused football player. He's trying to do stuff that's just not who he is.
Trent, just to follow up, does he have the right structure in place in Cleveland, in your opinion?
I don't think so. I think they've done a poor job there. I like Freddie Kitchens as a, you know, assistant coach. Look at our head coach, John Harbaugh. He's got so much sophistication. He's so wise. He's a true CEO. He's got gravitas. He's a pro's pro. Like, he just spews professionalism and wisdom and discernment. That's what a head coach is. Not a guy that wears a t-shirt to make fun of another team. Not a guy that, you know, talks in sound bites. I just don't think he was ready for the bigness of this job, and I think that Baker's suffering because of it.
Trent Dilfer joining us here. Bob Haney, Ken Wyman, Turn It Up Tuesday, 105.7 The Fan, talking some NFL. We're going to talk about Panini America as well. You mentioned the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, the opposite of Baker Mayfield this year at least, having a monster season. Probably Trent has already wrapped up league MVP. What has been the most surprising aspect of his game in his sophomore season?
I think the Ravens coaching staff, and Lamar gets a lot of credit for this because he's done the work, but they've done a tremendous job identifying why he was inconsistent at Louisville and fixing some foundational things in his game that allows the fullness of his game to come out. Because what happened to him at college was he did all the same amazing stuff we're seeing him do in the NFL. He's I don't know a better word than amazing. I don't have the vocabulary to come up with a better word. But what would happen, there's these flashes of this inconsistency where he wouldn't hit his layups. It's like I'll give you a basketball analogy. It was like a guy that could, you know, go 9 from 10 from three and have 7 windmill dunks but miss 5 layups. And you're like, how can a guy that can have the range of hitting three-pointers consistently, can get to the hole and slam it down whenever he wants, how can a guy like that miss layups? And that's what he was at Louisville. Like, he would do all this great stuff. He'd throw a great crossing pattern. He'd throw a second layer dig. He'd throw a go route. He'd run around and make people whiff. He would run for 30 yards, and then they'd throw a hitch, and he'd throw it in the ground. And you're like, whoa, wait a second. What's going on here? And you start evaluating his mechanics, kind of his foundation, and it was pretty easy to identify, hey, if we just fix a couple little things, this guy's not only going to have the wow factor, but he's also going to be able to make his layups, make his free throws. And the Ravens identified that, and they fixed his base. They widened him. They made him stronger. They made him more sound. And now he hits all of his layups. Oh, and by the way, he can still dominate you from the three-point line and get to the rim anytime he wants. He's the unstoppable force. Steve Young said it best on a Monday night thing. I was watching Steve one night, and he said they should outlaw him from the NFL once he figures out how to pass.
Trent, you played – oh, sorry, go ahead.
He does. Now he knows how to pass. He should just be outlawed. They just say, Lamar, you can't play. Here's a couple $100 million. You can't play anymore because it's unfair.
Trent, you played the position. How surprised are you that he's come so far from the time he walked off the field in that playoff game against the Chargers to where he is now?
I'm very surprised. I mean, talk about pouring gasoline on development. And again, we can't take credit away from Lamar. I mean, it takes a lot of lonely work. It takes a lot of time when he could go be a brand like a lot of young quarterbacks try to be, or he can go be a grinder, and he chose to go be a grinder. He got bigger, he got stronger, he got more fundamentally sound, he got smarter, he watched film, he did all the things, all the lonely stuff that it takes to be great, instead of flying around on private jets and going to parties and concerts and vacations and being on every TV show and doing reality this and reality that. He said, no, I'm going to lock myself in a building for my team so I can be one of the best players in football. And I mean, think about that. Think about when you have the world at your fingertips. You can do anything you want, anything, and you choose to go to a weight room. You choose to go work at Jilla's. You choose to go watch film in a dark room in a building. You choose to go out to a field with your teammates. It's not even on campus. It's somewhere else because the league says you can't do it there, so you have to go to Miami or somewhere else and find a football field to throw routes. I mean, that's what the great ones do, and that's what Lamar's done.
Trent Dilfer joining us here at 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney and Ken Wyman turn it up Tuesday. All right, Trent, tell us about Panini America, the trading card of the NFL and the NFLPA, and also the Super Bowl coming up, and maybe Lamar will be there, him and Jimmy GQ. Who knows who's going to come out of the NFC, but also an opportunity for a youngster to be a kid reporter at said Super Bowl in Miami.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's one of the best, and it is the best initiative I've been able to do kind of outside of the football world. Panini does a great job. They dominate the world in trading cards. They have the best product. Kids buy it anyways. Walmart, hobby shops, anywhere you can go, you can get the cards. So why not just fill out the sweepstakes form, and if you win, you get to be a Super Bowl kid reporter. The downside of that is you have to hang out with me on Monday of the Super Bowl. But I'll train the kid on how to, ask questions to the players and coaches. Then we go down to the media night Monday night, and we get to the front of the booths and ask all the players questions. Well, I don't. The kid does. I just kind of the sidekick. And the kids have the time of their life. And here's the coolest thing. The players love it. Because the players are sitting there, and you have, say, 150 weirdos asking all these weird questions, and here comes a little 10-year-old that asks you a really cool question. And the players love it. They literally get off their booth, come down to the side, meet the kid, talk to the kid, give me a high five, whatever it is. Even if the guy doesn't like me, I mean, there's players that don't like me in the NFL, and they'll still come down because they'll see the kid and talk to the kid. And it's just a really, really cool thing Panini's done, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Trent Dilfer, Super Bowl winning quarterback for your Baltimore Ravens. Trent, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us here. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all that good stuff to you and your family.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Trent Dilfer joining us.
Bye, Trent.
Panini America, kid reporter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.